Bill Williams is a dairy farmer and president of Advance Gloucester, which was in favour of the mine. He milks around 150 at Stratford, south of Gloucester, and is near an existing mine, Yancoal. He's taken time off from milking to have a chat. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Oh, look, I'm fine, and those cows, no doubt, are looking good after a little bit of rain in your area.
Oh, they'd like a lot more rain, I can tell you.
I've never known a farmer not to want more rain, Bill.
I know. There's money in mud, none in dust.
Now, Bill, in your other role as president of Advance Gloucester, now the courts ruled where the greenhouse factor, and that was taken into account, and carbon emissions, they were fairly strong arguments. Are you disappointed that Gloucester has, the Gloucester Resources, have now given up on that proposed Rocky Hill coal mine?
Yeah, I think it's left. It's going to leave a hole in the economy because there was a lot of people out there that were in favour of the project going forward, but a lot of people too were very reserved to endorse it. Going forward, I think that whether the community is going to have to heal, Rocky Hill's dead in the water. To be honest, I wasn't surprised with that they did not appeal the decision.
Well, your group, Advance Gloucester, which you chair, now that you'd argue the mine's needed for growth. Now that's not going to happen. What will you do to try to encourage generation of jobs in the area?
Well, we're going to try and have to talk to the politicians and the council to see what sort of support we can get going forward in relation to filling this hole in the economy in Gloucester. Because, tourism's not the answer, okay? We had a ripping Easter in the area, and there's 51 other weeks of the year that there's not Easter. So, it's going forward, I think there's going to have to be a lot of planning. I think the division in the community is going to have to be healed. And I think probably the first way to start doing that is not having every Thursday with the knitting nanners with their signs out. I think that needs to stop as of yesterday so that community can just get on and work together. And I think it likes the groups like Advance Gloucester, the Chamber, Council, and any other interested groups who want to come on board. We need to sit down and bury the hatchet and go forward and say, well, right, what are we going to do to enhance this area?
And that is Bill Williams, who's the president of Advance Gloucester, speaking there with our rural reporter, Michael Kavanagh. Well, to Groundswell Gloucester and Julie Lyford. Julie Lyford, good morning.
Good morning, Cameron.
Well, the Rocky Hill coal mine, no more. Could I get your reaction to that news that Gloucester Resources has decided to abandon the project?
Look, the township is ecstatic, and just listening to Bill, we do need to move on. However, I might reiterate that over 83% of the Gloucester community in the Manning Valley actually didn't want this mine, and look, people are absolutely ecstatic, and we're already moving on. There's a lot of exciting stuff happening in Gloucester.
It says here in a statement from Gloucester Resources that GRL will now carry out further assessment of its current exploration licences in the area. Are you aware of those, and are you expecting any further impact?
We are aware of those, and while they've taken a back seat during the time that we've actually been, the community's been mobilising against the Rocky Hill proposal, we are aware of those, so we will be keeping our eye on what's happening there. They are further down the valley, but it doesn't make sense. Now we've got the climate ruling, especially regarding the Rocky Hill coal mine. That's a huge judgment. It's actually globally recognised now. It's being talked about around the world. So to think that you'd open up small new coal mines in this area after this particular judgment would seem to be a waste of good money, and that the company really needs to take a good look at what it's doing and listen to the community.
So when it all gets boiled down to it, why do you think Gloucester Resources Limited decided not to proceed?
Actually, the court ruling, the judgment handed down by Justice Preston was incredibly strong. The social impacts themselves, and might I say, this wasn't Groundswell Gloucester kind of producing this outcome. Of course, the community rallied and put in really strong submissions, etc. But it was actually the state government that put together the social impacts framework that the state government actually used to reject the coal mine on social impacts grounds. And that was noise, dust, visual, Aboriginal heritage, really importantly. It's the first time in a judgment that that has appeared. So really strong, profound reasons from social impacts, but also the climate judgment side of it, that this mine simply was in the wrong place at the wrong time. And as I said, it's reverberating around the world as we speak, and certainly is making a huge impact on other mines, we hope, in New South Wales.
Yes, I was just going to get your thoughts on that, just the flow-on effect of this decision, that, you know, and what impact it may have.
Well, I think the impacts, they're just unravelling. I think the Environmental Defenders Office have been absolutely phenomenal for our community and every other community they fight for. They're certainly looking at and really quite excited about what the flow-on will be. But there are other mines in New South Wales where social impacts are similar to ours. And certainly if this is a precedent, which we are certainly hearing that it is, it's pretty exciting, really. And you know, Cameron, everybody knows, everybody listening to this knows that the climate emergency that we're in for the planet is huge. We know that the election is covering these issues. This is the number one concern of people in Australia. So if we can rapidly move towards renewables and have just transitions for our coal-affected communities, we really care about what's happening with the miners and those communities. And the state government needs to move really quickly to make sure that there are good just transitions and fairness for those people working in the mining industry so that they can be reskilled and move on with their lives as well, as each mine comes to closure and all mines are rejected because of judgments such as this.
Well, as we heard from Bill Williams, he said that it's time for community groups, organisations that have been against the mine and other groups to come together as a community. Will you be involved in that process?
Absolutely. We've been involved in this process for the last 5 years. We've had our third Sustainable Futures Convention just recently. We had 200 people on Saturday and 180 people on Sunday, listening to incredible people talking about how many communities can embrace the transitions that are coming. Well, in fact, they're already here. And one of the young builders I was talking to yesterday in town, there are so many of them, they cannot keep up with the work. They cannot keep up with the people wanting to move here and build new houses. There aren't enough trade persons here. There aren't enough electricians. There aren't enough plumbers. So the jobs are here. The service industry is the neighbourhood centre alone employs 51 people. Drifter Kitchens employs over 80 people. We have absolutely cracking industries already in Gloucester. So, you know, this, and tourism, $51 million per annum, I really think tourism, as it continues to grow, is huge. We have Destination Gloucester, another wonderful initiative by another group. There is so much positive stuff happening in Gloucester. So, we'll join with Bill. We've asked to actually join with them many times and the Chamber of Commerce. Yeah, let's all join together. It will be wonderful. They were invited to Sustainable Futures. We all need to move on. And it's very exciting for Gloucester. It's hugely positive. I just think, let's move forward, have a great transition, and hopefully we'll get the solar farm that Energise Gloucester have been working towards for 3 years now.
Oh, okay. So where is that at the moment?
I think it's still in the stage of looking at where it can go and what's needed to happen. So Energise Gloucester, they actually formed after our first Sustainable Futures Convention that we organised. They've been working extremely hard on getting renewable energy into Gloucester, solar panels on the neighbourhood centre roof, and really encouraging people to take up solar and electric cars. You know, like I'd say to all the Chambers of Commerce, how are you talking to your mechanics in your area? What are you doing about getting charging stations in your area? Who is being skilled up to actually do energy audits in houses to retrofit? This is exciting stuff, and the renewable energy sector is where the jobs will be. I think the big bonus for Gloucester is we're back to our growth again, that we had 1% growth before all of this sort of kerfuffle started in the mid-2000s. And, you know, if we've got young builders saying they can't keep up with the work, young cabinet makers and kitchen fitters in Gloucester saying that they're at 28 years old, they're already burnt out because they're too busy, I find it really interesting that people are talking Gloucester down and saying that there's this massive hole. There isn't a hole. We actually don't have enough people to fill some of these roles and some of these key jobs. So it's exciting times, Cameron, and, yeah, let's move on.
Julie Lyford, on that note, thank you so much for being able to join us this morning.
Delighted. Thank you.
That is Julie Lyford joining us from Groundswell, Gloucester, just responding to the news that the Rocky Hill coal mine is no more after Gloucester Resources yesterday released their statement saying it would not pursue legal action and the mine will not proceed.